Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you would open in the Scriptures to Romans, the third chapter, we begin a series just recently. Well, this is our text here in Romans 3, and the title of it is Real Faith. Real Faith. In Romans, the third chapter and the third verse, it says, "For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?" Now, these are questions. Questions should have answers. What if some did not believe? What's the answer to that? What if some did not believe? Well, not everyone's going to believe.
That's right. It's true.
Part of the Great Commission, mentioned in Mark 16, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized will be saved. He that believes not will be damned or condemned. Well, what does that let you know? Some are going to believe and respond to it. Some are not. The Bible said in the book of Acts, where on a day Paul called a bunch of people to where he was and he preached from morning till afternoon, basically all day. From the law, the prophets, he covered some ground. You think I go along sometimes. The scripture said, when he finished, said, and some believed and some believed not. Do you think if Paul had done a better job, been more thorough, been more anointed, that everybody, he'd have got 100%. In Jesus' own ministry, did everybody believe him?
No.
So some are going to believe, and some are not going to believe, no matter how right the word is, how anointed it is, how well it is delivered. Some are going to believe, some are not. What if some did not believe? We should not be shocked. We should be aware that not everybody's going to believe. But if they don't, shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? Without effect, we could also say useless. Will it make the faith of God useless? Or one way it's translated is to cease. Will it make the faith of God to cease?
No.
The one reason I mention that is because there are a bunch of people, sadly, not just a handful, but a bunch of people that 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, preached faith, talked about it quite a bit, endeavored to live by faith, but have become discouraged about the subject of faith and have talked about it less and less and have moved to other emphasis. And some people would imply that, well, you know, there are different moves and that there was a faith move from X to X. But that move has waned, ceased, and God's doing something else. Well, God doesn't change.
No, He doesn't.
He doesn't change. Now, He does emphasize different things at different times because the church changed and got away from it. And just like your body can be deficient in certain things, and you need some extra of it to get you back balanced. But that doesn't mean that that's the only thing you're supposed to talk about. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? The next verse says, God forbid. No way. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. The Complete English says, it is true that some did not believe the message. But does that mean that God cannot be trusted just because they did not have faith? Does it mean that because they didn't have faith and it didn't work out, that faith is not real and right and God can't be trusted? Why would you even need to say this? The Weiss translation says, instead of saying God forbid, says, let no one ever think such a thing. Instead of saying God forbid, let no one ever think such a thing. What? That the faith of God doesn't work. Let no one ever think such a thing. Let no one ever think what? That the faith of God has ceased or is useless or doesn't work. Look with me in Timothy then, 1 Timothy 1. 1 Timothy 1 and 4. It says, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions, rather than godly edifying which is in faith. Edifying means building up. Scripture also talks about being nourished up in the words of faith. Everything we do is supposed to be in faith. Every message we preach is supposed to be in faith. I didn't say about faith. I said in faith. Everything we do, every prayer we pray, every offering we give, everything we do, if it's not done in faith, it's not pleasing to God. It's impossible to please Him without it. Verse 5, now the end of the commandment is love out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. Faith unfeigned. Now that's a King James word. What does that mean? Well, feign means to pretend or to be false. Unfeigned would mean not pretend. Faith that's not pretend. The Weiss translation says, a faith which is not assumed. Everybody say assumed. Assumed. Not assumed, but real. So right away we know there's a faith that is real, and there is that which is called faith that's not real. There is a fake faith. There's fake faith. I think many are not aware of that. There is faith that is real, and there is that which is called faith. And to the unenlightened, it looks like faith. It sounds like faith to them, but it's not. And it doesn't work. And you don't get results. And then when people see that, they think, well, see there, now that's not right. That doesn't work. And that didn't work. So people are going to get away from that. And folks are right. What some people have called faith, it didn't work. Because it's not faith.
That's right. It's not.
But what if some didn't believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?
No.
God forbid. No way. The faith of God is one of the greatest things you could ever talk about.
Amen.
And it works.
Amen.
Every time.
Amen. Every time.
Every time.
Yes.
But we need to identify this phony stuff.
Yes.
And make sure we're not involved in any of that.
Right.
Ignorantly or otherwise.
Right.
Yeah.
The message says, not a counterfeit faith. The BBE says, true faith. Today's English version says a genuine faith. The easy to read says whose faith in God is real.
Amen.
That's where we got the title from. Real faith. So you got fake faith and you got real faith. You interested in this?
Yes.
Pray a prayer with me then. Say it out loud. Father God,
Father God,
enlighten us. Teach us.
Jesus.
Give us understanding.
Give us understanding.
To discern.
To discern.
And to distinguish. Between what is fake faith. And what is real faith. We ask for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Were you serious? Did you release faith? Then you will see. You're going to know. More than you have before. That's exciting. That's exciting because you'll find out why some things didn't work. And once you got that, you know what to do so it does work. That's exciting. That's exciting. Now, one of the things that we got into, well, what we did get into last time, was a first type of fake faith. And we called it imitation faith. There's more than one kind of fake faith. And the first type we mentioned, and if you weren't here, you can go online, download it. It won't cost you anything. But we talked in some detail about imitation faith. And what that is imitating the faith of somebody else.
Oh, yes.
And we saw the seven sons of Sceva who endeavored to cast out a spirit. And they had seen Paul do it. And so they endeavored to mimic what they saw him do. And they said, "We adjure you in the name of Jesus." You know, the one Paul preaches about. And probably no doubt they tried to mimic Paul's stance and his tone and what he did. And if you didn't know any better, it sounded like genuine faith, genuine attempt to exercise authority. But the Spirit spoke up and said, "Jesus, I know. Paul, I know about. But you, who are you?" And jumped on them and beat the pudding out of them. And they ran out, you know, injured and naked. Well, you'd look at that and say, that doesn't work. If you didn't know better, you'd say, no, that, you know, casting out and that exercising authority and that faith, that doesn't work. Look at that. Don't try that. And that didn't work because that's not real faith. That's imitating what you heard somebody else do. But Paul had heard from the Lord and did what he did. They hadn't heard from the Lord. Come on, can you see the difference? So they're imitating somebody else's faith. Friend, you can't get by on mama's faith. Or daddy's faith. Or pastor's faith. Come on, are y'all with me? You need to hear from him for yourself. You must hear from him for yourself in order to have real faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.